A silence filled the shop as William Archer gathered his emotions. The strain of the memories was written on his face. "I didn't give up," he continued at last. "I set up my own workshop so I could start work on my own glasses, ones that would show the people of Perfect the reality they were living in." He picked up the wooden frames from the table. "You said the last time you saw those glasses your brother had them," the boy asked. William looked at the box in his hand. "Yes," he nodded. "I believe that my mother and Makula had gone under the effects of Perfect. They hadn't turned up in No Man's Land, you see. So I snuck into town with the glasses. I was hoping that if they could just put them on, they'd know I hadn't left, that I hadn't gone away. But I never reached them. One of the watchers caught me and brought me to Edward and George, who took the glasses. I was beaten alive that day." An awkwardness settled over them, and Violet rattled her brains for something to say to ease the tension of William's memories. "Who's Makula?" she asked. "Just someone I knew once." William moved his hand in front of his face to shield his tears, and Violet wished she hadn't, trying to change the subject. Quickly, he wiped his cheeks and began to pour the tea. "But how did I get the glasses?" boy asked quietly. William and Violet looked at him, and the group fell into silence. "I think I know," Violet said, sitting forward, imagination on overtime. "I bet your mum worked for the Archers, and she probably eavesdropped and knew what was happening. Then maybe she found the glasses in the shop and tried them on. Maybe she was scared and she loved you so much she saved you and put the glasses in your blanket so one day you would save her too. When you were older, of course, a baby wouldn't be able to save anyone." Boy looked uncertainly at William. "It's plausible. They did have different ladies cleaning the shop over the years, boy. It's highly possible someone found out about their plot." William nodded, handing him a cup. "I'm okay for tea, thanks," boy said. "It's safe," William smiled. "I'm not like them. I'll never be like them." His tone was firm, and boy accepted the cup. Violet looked over at her friend and then took the first sip.